This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli assures for further contribution to global peace and security. Nationwide heavy rainfall disrupts daily life. Authorities advise against night buses and non-essential travel in hilly and Himalayan regions. And 37 people die in sectarian fighting in northwestern Pakistan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to contributing to global peace and security and highlighted Nepal's ongoing peace efforts, including the recent passage of a transitional justice law aimed at resolving post-conflict issues. Addressing the 79th United Nations General Assembly, Prime Minister Oli called for climate justice for vulnerable countries like Nepal. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli also reiterated Nepal's foreign policy based on amity with all, enmity with none, and called for peaceful dialogue to resolve the Israel-Palestine conflict. More in this report by Kaushal Ghimire.
Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to contributing to global peace and security. Prime Minister Oli emphasized Nepal's role as one of the largest contributors to UN peacekeeping missions, showcasing the nation's long-standing dedication to international peace. Addressing the 79th UN General Assembly in New York on Thursday, Prime Minister Oli urged global unity for sustainable development and highlighted Nepal's ongoing peace efforts, including the recent passage of a transitional justice law aimed at resolving post-conflict issues.
As a nation emerging from conflict, Nepal deeply understands the profound value of peace and political stability. Since the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Accord in 2006, Nepal has been firmly focused on completing the peace process at the earliest. Immediately after the formation of my government, Parliament passed a transitional justice bill to settle transitional justice issue once and for all. While we implement the law, we'll uphold victims' rights, including truth and justice. We'll also use reparations and reconciliation to heal the wounds and scars of conflict period. We appreciate support from international community, including the UN system, in this regard.
Addressing climate change, Prime Minister Oli called for climate justice, highlighting the vulnerabilities of mountainous countries like Nepal, which suffer disproportionately from the effects of global emissions. He advocated for greater international support to help Nepal bridge the $24 billion gap needed to meet its sustainable development goals by the year 2030.
Climate change has emerged as the gravest threat to our planet, people and prosperity. My own country, Nepal, is particularly hard hit. We stand as one of the most vulnerable nations to climate change and are ranked as the 20th most disaster-prone country in the world. Of utmost concern is the alarming rate at which the pristine Himalayas, often referred to as the third pole, are losing their vast snow reserves. This loss threatens water availability for billions of people living downstream, extending far beyond the borders of my country.
On foreign policy, Prime Minister Oli reiterated Nepal's commitment to maintaining cordial relations with neighbors and the international community based on mutual respect and non-interference. Kaushal Khimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
The road leading to Kathmandu via Bhim Phedi Kulekhani Fak Hill has been obstructed by landslide at Kaura Indra Sarobar Rural Municipality 2 in Makwanpur District. The rain-triggered landslide has blocked the road since the morning today. The district police office said locals, together with police and engineers of the road division office, are at work to clear the landslide debris and open the road for traffic. Police have suggested vehicles heading to Kathmandu from Hetauda and vice versa to use the alternative route. Likewise, a section of the Kanti Highway is also closed, whereas BP Highway is operational one way. On the other hand, Rapti Highway has also been blocked due to landslide amidst continuous rain. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has advised against operating night buses today and tomorrow in the Himalayan and hilly districts due to the forecast of heavy rainfall over the next 4 days. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has predicted significant rainfall across the country, urging people to avoid non-essential travel during this period. The authority also advised against rice harvesting and recommended immediate storage of harvested crops, especially in Tarai and Madhes regions. Residents are urged to stay alert in landslide-prone areas and avoid riverbanks. Authorities have also been directed to coordinate with local disaster committees for citizen safety. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. R.G. Rana Deva stated that humanity is at a crucial stage and global unity is essential for the welfare of all. Speaking at the Asian Cooperation Dialogue ministerial-level meeting in New York, Minister Rana highlighted the challenges posed by climate change, with melting mountains and increasing floods threatening human life and infrastructures. Minister Rana emphasized that landlocked and least developed countries like Nepal are most vulnerable and need climate financing for climate justice. Likewise, Minister Rana called for Asian countries to collaborate for peace and prosperity and to address global problems, drawing from their rich civilizations. Minister Rana urged continued global support for least developed countries. World Tourism Day is being marked across the world today. World Tourism Day aims to raise awareness about tourism's profound socio-economic and cultural impact. World Tourism Day is an international event that celebrates the importance of tourism in promoting cultural exchange, driving economic development, and enhancing global understanding. As part of this day in Nepal, the foreign tourists landing at Tribhuvan International Airport were welcomed this morning. Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Badri Prasad Pandey has urged all stakeholders to establish Nepal as an outstanding tourism destination in the world market. In a message of best wishes today, Minister Pandey said that Nepal is ornamented with natural, cultural and historical heritages, and we need to establish Nepal as the best tourist destination in the world by integrating our culture, nature, heritage and history with the touristic activities. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari emphasized that Nepal's identity is connected to its cultural heritage, ethnic communities and diversity. Speaking in a program today, Minister Bhandari stressed the importance of promoting Nepal's traditional clothing and jewellery, such as Dhaka Topi, Gunyo Cholo and Bakhu, to preserve cultural identity amidst globalization. Minister Bhandari urged the younger generation to recognize and promote these heritages internationally. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed on promoting natural healthcare approaches to prevent infections and reduce the need for antibiotics, thereby supporting the fight against antimicrobial resistance. At the high-level meeting on antimicrobial resistance, Prime Minister Oli also discussed Nepal's focus on natural healthcare to reduce antibiotic use as part of its national health policy. Prime Minister Oli noted Nepal's vision of Nirogi Nepal for a healthier future, with goals of graduating from least developed country status by 2026 and achieving the sustainable development goals by 2030. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. R.G. Rana Deva has stated that Nepal is preparing for a decisive moment in its peace-building efforts by addressing internal conflicts. Speaking at the United Nations Forum on Peacebuilding, Minister Rana highlighted that Nepal's federal parliament recently passed the Transitional Justice Bill. Minister Rana emphasized the complexity of peacebuilding and the need to identify the root causes of conflicts for sustainable peace. Likewise, Minister Rana called for strategic collaboration between bodies like the UN Security Council and General Assembly. Addressing climate challenges, Minister Rana stressed the need for international support to combat the impacts of flood and landslide caused by environmental changes in the Himalayas. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The death toll from ongoing sectarian clashes in northwest Pakistan has risen to at least 37 people, with more than 150 injured in fighting that has raged for a sixth straight day. According to the Agence France-Presse, the Kurram district, formerly a semi-autonomous area, has a history of bloody confrontation between tribes belonging to the Sunni and Shiite sects of Islam that have claimed hundreds of lives over the years. Australia has seen a rapid rise in mpox cases in the past 3 months, with One Health experts concerned that low vaccination rate could be driving a spike outside cities. According to Al Jazeera, 737 cases have been recorded, with the vast majority of cases occurring in the last few months this year. In comparison, there were 26 cases last year and 144 cases in 2022. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to continue at some provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at some places of all provinces. At present, there is effect of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli assures for further contribution to global peace and security. Nationwide heavy rainfall disrupts daily life. Authorities advise against night buses and non-essential travel in hilly and Himalayan regions. And 37 people die in sectarian fighting in northwestern Pakistan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.